And with me by phone is County Commissioner Jan Sievertson. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Tracy.
And, okay, let's get right to it. Towers, armor towers.
Towers, yes. So yesterday, the two gentlemen from the Minnesota Department of Transportation came to answer our questions about the proposal for two towers, one on Devilfish, or at Devilfish, which is near McFarland Lake, and then one at the end of the Sawbill Trail. And both of these towers were proposed to be 330 feet tall, which means they would need to be lit. And this would have been a fairly devastating, or could be perceived as a fairly devastating effect on the night sky in the wilderness. And so we, as a county board, were pretty on the same page about that not wanting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the report that we got from or the map that we got from MnDOT yesterday assured us that there is very little land that is not covered by a 180-foot tower instead of 330-feet tower. So we felt assured that we didn't have to sacrifice safety in order to ensure that the wilderness night sky would be safe for future generations. But we did learn some other things in the process. And in the proposal that we received yesterday, there is a tower proposed sort of at the corner of Devil's Track Lake and the Bali Creek Road for a 330-foot tower that is on state land. So they wouldn't need a variance from us to construct that. So that is kind of new news in that realm, but it's not wouldn't be as visible, of course, from the boundary waters, so that's not as serious an issue. However, I'm sure it will affect, and many citizens, I'm sure, will come forward with concerns about that.
Well, the county does have an ordinance already that's not in excess of 200 feet, so...
Exactly,
even
which
though
was
it's not
hard
on,
one.
Yeah. It's, even though it's not on your land, that's going to cause some problems, and particularly in that area, I would
exactly.
think.
Exactly.
And then I guess there's another tower being proposed on state land by the helipad up by the Seagull Guard Station as well.
Right, and yeah. I think that one would fall under our jurisdiction for a variance. So they wouldn't be able to construct a 330-foot tower there. However, even in a 180-foot tower there would be widely visible from a huge area. So that's going to be a contention.
So, in other words, the tower thing is going to remain with us for a while.
The tower thing will be with us, that's for sure.
Okay, and what is still with us is in the minds of some folks, and including our engineer Dave Betts and many of his staff, is a kind of out-of-date facility for the highway department, and we're going to revisit that.
Yes, that's and just recently the perfect piece of land has sort of come into people's minds, which is up near Devil's Track, and which is actually closer to where those folks do their work. And it's I believe a 10-acre piece of land versus the land in town, which is like 6.75 or something, which is really too small for them to do what they want. So it makes sense if you're gonna start changing buildings and so forth, you do it on a piece of land that's large enough for you to do the work that you need to do.
Well,
so,
this issue's been on the table for a long time, and it started out as being about possibility a cooperative venture with half a dozen other agencies and this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nothing ever seemed to be able to come together on that. So are we talking about a standalone deal here for the county?
Well, I wouldn't say that, you know, the two agencies that are left that might be interested would probably be the city and the county. And the city, of course, is not going to be interested in being out there. So that piece would eliminate a kind of a collaborative garage, so to speak. But, you know, there would be possibilities, and actually we haven't even talked to the city yet about this, although it was kind of raised when I was on the city about how can we collaborate, how can we do this with one building, one piece of land, much less expense to achieve the same results. So, but one possibility would be the city would and this is, you know, could be a crazy idea, but the city would purchase the existing property, existing highway department property from the county, and from, you know, for a much less, with much less expense than the proposed $3-point-something million for a new facility. And that we would have to find a piece of land for as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about the possibility. I mean, because that still feels like a collaboration. At least we're both working toward the same end, but it may be not the right solution yet.
Well, speaking of moving things around, transportation, airport, you get snow on the airport, and it's going to cost a lot of money to clean it off, I guess.
Yeah. Sadly, they need a snowblower.
Oh.
And a skid steer snowblower, so we have approved.
Well, that's a little more than what I've got.
It's a little bit more than what you've got or I've got, and we couldn't stack them, and you can't combine them. You need to just get the one machine that does the job.
Yep.
And that cost is about $75,000, which largely comes from their 90% FAA aviation tax on fuel. So it's a user tax. So it really doesn't, it's not, we aren't burdening that.
Okay. Now, before I let you go, I'm going to ask you to, well, not necessarily put on a different hat, but we're talking to you in Duluth because you're going to what should be a pretty interesting, if not important, meeting, especially for all of those people who deal with the arts here in Cook County.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting, and I don't think it's a hat that's all that separate when we talk arts economy, which, you know, for a county like Cook County is a very big player. And so I'm going to attend tonight at 4 o'clock at the Depot the unveiling of the new Creative Minnesota Report, which is a survey of the whole state by organizations, artists, people who just love the arts, to determine sort of the state of the arts economy in Minnesota to date. And it's looking really good, particularly for the Arrowhead region, is number two in the state next to the metro area, which is, I think, amazing.
Yes.
Metro area is like $1 billion, and we're $40 yeah. million. So that's not so far behind, is it? I don't know about those decimal points and all.
Well, we're definitely going to talk either with you or some other folks, hopefully maybe Sheila Smith from Minnesota Citizens for the Arts. They were one of the sponsors of this, along with State Arts Board, because it's a big deal. And so we'll look forward to that. Jan Severson is a commissioner. Thanks so much,
yeah.
Jan. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jay.